strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Christina's in Boston. She's from California. Good road theme. Heidi Muller from her album Matters of the Heart. Heidi Muller and Bob Webb put out a dulcimer album this summer. Should be available in plenty in October. They did some pre-release copies for some Eastern gigs, and that'll be supposed to be pretty good. Couple of songs, but mostly instrumental. And yeah, that's something to look forward to. Heidi Muller living in Enterprise, Oregon. Here's something really cool. Really, really cool. Ariana Saval, music from Catalonia. And I think you're going to like this. She plays the harp. This is, she's related to like Jordi Saval. If you listen to Sunday Baroque here on Northwest Public Radio, you hear a lot of Jordi Saval. Hesperon 20, Hesperon 21, you know, all that kind of thing. Anyway, this is really, really cool. Music from Catalonia. The two CD set. Her mom put this thing together. Ariana Saval. What an awesome voice. Check this out. That's Ariana Saval. That's pretty cool stuff. What a voice. She plays the Celtic harp on that, too. There's a whole big thing going on in Catalonia and Rennes. And when the Celts were driven out of what is now Ireland and Wales and all that by the Romans, they went over, they went to the peninsulas, you know, Brittany and Catalonia and those areas. So there's a Celtic thing going on there way, way, way back in those areas of Europe. We're talking ancient Celtic. We're not talking like, you know, but it does filter over into a lot of the musics from parts of Spain and parts of France. Pretty cool. Ariana Saval, wonderful voice. 2-CD set of traditional music from Catalonia area put out by her mom. And, you know, this is all these guys are, this whole family is amazing in early music. And you hear a lot of, like I say, Jordi Saval on Sunday Baroque. Alrighty, where we are. Speaking of traditions mixing and matching, and Moving Hearts was a huge, huge, huge forerunner of a lot of what is now rock and folk in Irish music. And about 20 years ago or so, they came out with a live album. They had two live albums, actually, and this is their last one. Donal Lunny and a lot of those Irish guys. He's strong, strong influence in this. This is mixing jazz, rock, and pop with traditional Irish music. And they start out with a thing called Lark, which is actually Lark in the Morning as an instrumental. And there's a whole series of instrumentals here. Pipes. This is back in the days when Declane Sennett and all those guys were working. Who knows where half these guys are now? Christy Moore was part of Moving Hearts. Mick Hanley at one time. Yeah. There's saxophone and everything in here. So it's traditional Irish music, traditional Irish tunes done in a very, very, very modern, at least for the 80s, style. Check it out.
Dance tunes.
Oh, Moving Hearts. And our single thing just took that right out of commission, didn't it? Moving Hearts from their wonderful, wonderful album called Live in Dublin. Actually, there's a studio version of that, too, on an album called The Storm. Moving Hearts. And remember, this was from the day when jazz fusion was just becoming more of a standard than a novelty, and all these various musical collaborations of rock and folk and all these kinds of things were coming into play, and people were exploring, and I think these kinds of things now are a bit more sophisticated, and again, people are exploring, but in a much more subtle manner, and it's pretty good. But this was from the day when everybody wanted to pull out all the stops and see what kinds of music's meshed and what kinds of music's collided, and even if they collided, do it anyway. Moving Hearts. We're going to hear a couple more, a lot of long cuts on this live album, because it is a live album, and a lot of notable musicians. Davey Spillane, or Spillane, was with Moving Hearts, and of course, later on, he wound up in a bunch of soundtracks, including Titanic, and some things that a lot of these guys wound up doing studio work. Alrighty, Tom Fish. Here's a really good song just for this time of year. I think from his album October Bay, Tom Fish.
Harvest moon, pumpkin pie. Who's not ready? Holler I. Summer day. We're on the fly, getting ready for the change. Bundle up, it's getting cold. Chilly air refreshes the soul. Look around you, son, you're getting old. Lord, it feels so strange. Down through the trees and in through soft summer breeze. The work is all finished, and now if you please, would you care to dance with me? And it's warm. I love you as long as the moon and the stars shine above you. Hold me close, hold me tight, and we'll do an early evening waltz. Lie as the white clouds are floating in a salmon-colored sky, and here in the parlor it's just you and I, and a song on the radio, and it's one, two, three times I love. Stars shine above you. Hold me close, hold me tight, and we'll do an early evening waltz. Hold me close, hold me tight, and we'll do.
Tom Fisch, F-I-S-C-H. Do people still just spontaneously waltz in their kitchens anymore? Do they do that? They just sort of all of a sudden decide that that's what they want to do and waltz? I don't know. What a neat idea, though. The early evening waltz. And, you know, there are a lot of... T.R. Ritchie wrote a great song called the Barefoot Waltz with the Sunday Funnies, and it's all about kind of falling out of bed. You've read the paper and it's scattered all over the place, and the couple just kind of jumps out of bed and they're doing the barefoot waltz on the Sunday Funnies. I gotta find that. It's a great song. And you just wonder, do people just waltz anymore? I don't know. Be sad if they didn't, though, wouldn't it? Tom Fisch makes me think about stuff like that. And then a title cut from this album, October Boy. My engineer misread it. His fault. We're taking a break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. Northwest Public Radio Super Thursday coming up October the 10th. Super Thursday. You need to be a part of that. We'll be talking about that. You'll hear promotions and stuff all over the place. Super Thursday, October 10th. Be there or be square. All righty? Okay. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And I'm your host, Dan Marr. We're going to be right back for lots more music. So you just hang on, because we are coming back. And if we don't, it won't be our fault. Okay? So you just hang on.
Northwest Public Radio receives programming support from the Unitarian Universalist Church of the Palouse at the corner of 2nd and Van Buren Streets in Moscow, pursuing justice, tolerance, and compassion through spiritual growth. Sunday morning service is at 10, online at palouseuu.org.
A mostly cloudy weekend with a chance of showers today. High temperatures will reach 66 in Pullman, 70 in Clarkston. Tonight's lows mid-40s to lower 50s. Gusty winds tomorrow and rain coming in tomorrow night. Tomorrow's highs will be in the mid to upper 60s.
Oh, yet another version of Soldier's Joy. Soldier's Joy, that's from the Will the Circle Be Unbroken album, which is probably the first time a lot of us heard Soldier's Joy back in the early 70s. John McEwen and Earl Scruggs performing the Soldier's Joy. I'm going to do one more, at least one more, Moving Hearts, another long one. They just did these jams, kind of reminiscent of Irish sessions themselves. You know where all these guys, when they get together and do those Irish sessions, they just... a couple of pints, and they just play tunes. And when somebody finally says, I'm done playing this tune, somebody else picks up another tune, kind of in the same framework, same key, or switches, or whatever. And these things can go on for sometimes over an hour. And it's just merely a matter of people knowing when to switch, and they want to be a part of it, and that's how it goes. The sessions there are amazing. And there's some good Irish sessions in Seattle and Portland and places like that. But you have to be in the frame of mind to do it. You have to want the thing to continue. So when somebody says, let's do a set of tunes, they'll start off and they'll have that first tune that everybody knows. And then people just start playing tunes that match. And it just keeps going on and on and on. You never know what you're going to get in those sessions, those Irish sessions. Yes, indeed. Moving Hearts. Tribute to Peter O'Donnell.
Sunday supper this afternoon. He's bringing his wife and children and a couple of in-laws too. Somebody let the cat out and put those poker chips away. Place the Bible on the dresser, children, and remember how to pray. And keep your bean pot boiling, don't let that flame go down. Keep your bean pot boiling, mama, company's coming round. Keep your bean pot boiling, don't let that flame go down. Keep your bean pot boiling, mama, company's coming round. Green, some chow chow on the side. We'll finish it up with a heaping helping of grandma's apple pie. Keep the conversation pleasant, but don't let them stay too long. Cause after we do the dishes, desperate housewives is coming on. So keep your bean pot boiling, don't let that flame go down. Keep your bean pot boiling, mama, company's coming round. Keep your bean pot boiling, don't let that flame go down. Keep your bean pot boiling, mama, company's coming round.
This is such a wonderful album, and it's a lot about rural living and some things like that. Kind of what you'd expect on a folk program, only better. And really, really enjoy this. Tom Fish. And I was keep the bean pot boiling before that, the tribute to Peter O'Donnell from Moving Hearts. And we're going to continue with one of my favorite people of all time, Robin Landis, who has done some books, I guess, on healthcare and some things like that. And she knows what she's doing. And I love this album. Many Moons came out quite a while ago. The word on the street is that she's working on a new album, which will be fun. I like what she writes. I like how she sings. And there you go, Robin Landis.
Driving all night, that's my new life. All these miles don't get me far. Take a fast turn, I throw you a curve. You find your well-worn groove back to my heart. I lost you once, I lost my way. You never go, oh, you won't stay. On my rear wheel, my tail light. Apart. And when I get anywhere I find, did not leave you behind. Thin hangnail moon, old Dylan tune, shadows beginning. I shake you off, you jump back on, you won't let go, though you are gone. The cold new land, I find my trail, trampling that dress and that veil. From town to town to town, I could follow this crooked canyon down. get unstuck. Put that in some lock. Would you follow if I turned it around? I sit on my hood. I know it's no good. You're blocking my view.
He took those colors back his way.
Robin won some kind of award for that song, Paul. And it's a true story. Paul lives in the Tri-Cities. He does. Well, we're just about down to the end of the first hour. We have lots more stuff to go. Ed Miller's in this hour. We got some Dylan coming up in the show. We have some Avett Brothers. They're going to be in Spokane on the 19th. We have all kinds of things going on. We have a calendar in the third hour. We have just great, great stuff. So you need to stick around for it, all right? Because I think you're going to enjoy it, and that's where that goes. Okay? All righty. And, yeah. What can I say? Email me at dasindaniel@maherwsu.edu. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047. Super Thursday coming up October 10th if you're listening in the Northwest Public Radio area. So you need to be aware of that. Alrighty? Okay, we're coming right back. We have lots more music. You just hold your horses because we are coming back. Hang on.
All across America, in vastly different settings, millions of people are engaged in a battle of wits, preparing for the day when they might have the courage to go public. Play along with the Puzzle Master and hear interviews with top movers and shakers in politics, science, business, and the arts. Every Sunday on Weekend Edition on NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 6 o'clock for Weekend Edition Sunday here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. It's 12 noon. We have more of Inland Folk with Dan Marr just ahead.
You're listening to Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7, a listener-supported service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. This station is operated in cooperation with the University of Idaho School of Journalism and Mass Media.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University, online at nwpr.org.